This is Kim Dumain, Dr. Peebles' free message, Connecting to Your World, December 5th, 2022.
God bless you, Dr. Peebles here. It is a joy and a blessing once more to have this grand opportunity to share with all of you. Might we remind you and encourage you to look differently at the world you find yourself in? It is not the world. It is indeed your world. We were quite indeed specific in instructing Kim to use that word so that you are indeed remembering that you are part of a much higher energy collective, that you are part of creating every aspect of the world you find yourself in. Now, of course, at times you would want to indeed separate yourself from a very unsatisfying, rather negative at times world that you are seeing. But we remind you, dear friends, we need your energies. We need you to pay attention, not to absorb the energies that are indeed quite prevalent and not always quite pleasant, but instead, indeed, to bear some degree of responsibility for the world that you are indeed part of. We have reminded many of you over the past years to understand that this is indeed all of your responsibilities. That you are, yes, whether you are consciously aware of it or not, creating the world that you find yourself in. At times you see yourself as those separate beings running around on the planet, but you are connected not only to each other, not only to the land, Mother Earth herself, but to all the events indeed that are transpiring. Now you would say to us, but Dr. Peebles, I'm not responsible for the war in Ukraine. I'm not responsible for the unrest in Iran or in China. But dear friends, oftentimes your lack of taking action is indeed contributing to, or indeed creating the healing that is going to be absolutely necessary. For we would want all of you open, enlightened beings who are aware of the truth of your spirits. You're aware of the power that you harbor within yourself to be able to activate this energy, this power more thoroughly, more consistently, so the healing of the planet can begin. So those beings who are indeed your brothers and sisters, no matter how close or far they are to you, are indeed able to feel and indeed to act upon the energies that you act and radiate out every single day. So indeed, we ask for all of you as part of your daily spiritual practice to not, of course, hold guilt or harbor resentment for what is occurring elsewhere besides your locale, but instead to offer your light, to offer your energy, your love, indeed, to begin to visualize a different story for the planet Earth and all of its inhabitants, even those you may not indeed approve of or like. For they probably need your love, your assistance more than anyone. Dear friends, an illusion that is indeed being perpetrated, that has been going on since time began, is that you are separate, that you're not connected to each other. That is not the truth at all. And so we ask for you to hold the highest of loving energies toward each other so that you can indeed begin to shift the energies that are so prevalent on the planet so that you can begin to open the hearts of your fellow men and women. There are so many problems, of course, that you are witnessing on the planet. And indeed, they are part of the growth, not just of the individuals involved. So not just one country's problem or one group or population's problem. It is all of your problems. For indeed, if you turn a blind eye to an issue to your fellow man, then indeed, you are indeed in that. So we ask for all of you, in your daily spiritual practice, your meditations, your affirmations, to affirm that there is peace on the earth, to affirm indeed that the illusions that separate, divide all living consciousness of God be eliminated, be indeed cast away, so that the truth can be seen, so the light can indeed become a daily, more aware part of your existence. And that way you are able to utilize your power to indeed lift the energies to be part of the upliftment we've been telling you about for quite some time. And then you are part of the healing, part of the solution. Now, how does that affect you individually? For all the light, all the love that you give, whether it is for someone you care deeply about, that you are karmically closely aligned and attuned with, or whether it is a stranger, whether it is a woman indeed in Iran facing hostility and even death for not going along with the moral practices of the government, you can indeed have a profound impact on their lives. You can indeed begin to change the order of the universe as it applies to the planet Earth. You are able to allow, yes, the guides and teachers to be able to work more directly by your thoughts, by your energies, and of course by your actions. So we would not want you to think that it is only your loving thoughts that you can offer, but also your actions. And more, as you allow yourself to inquire deep within your higher selves and spirits, and to ask, indeed, how can I be of assistance? If that is part of, indeed, your mission, you will be guided, you will be directed to take further steps to assist. And the more of you that are doing not only the physical actions, but the energetic steps, you will begin to change the order of the planet. So much of the corruption, so much of the injustices that you are witnessing, so much of the fear indeed, which is at the root, yes, the core of it all, will begin to become eliminated. Now, we would want all of you to start first within yourself and to every day affirm that you are a being of light, to indeed eliminate all points of fear from your experience and not giving any of that power in any form or fashion from this moment on, to teach yourself, to discipline yourself, to focus more and more on love, more and more on kindness, more and more on understanding these relevant and important connections that you have to others. So indeed, that way, everyone will begin to rise. You will stand united with your brothers and sisters in spirit and light. And indeed, there's where the changes will become more prominent. Now it is already beginning to a degree, but we are wanting indeed for all of you to see your power so it will intensify, so more people will not stand by for injustices, for violence, for the wars, for the hostilities that you are indeed observing and seeing. Now, you may say, well, that's none of my business. I can't have any part of that, for that will just bring me down. Well, no, we would argue with you and say that your light indeed will lift you up, will lift the entire world up, will increase the force of God, of spirit on the planet, and begin to open, yes, thou, yes, the lower darker forces to indeed be lessened. And that way, dear friends, you are understanding that you are part of the whole. It has never been less than that. You have always been connected to all aspects of your world, whether it would be other human beings, whether it would be Mother Earth, whether it would be the animal, the mineral kingdom. You are connected. Your energies are needed. So we are here to remind you, to help you remember these vital connections to everything you find around you. Allow yourself to become engaged, not pulling in the fear, not being caught up in the illusions and the gobbledygook you see and sense around you, but instead holding the light first for yourself, filling yourself up with that energy, and then generously, consciously holding the light for everyone and everything around you. Spread that light out. Visualize that blanket of light around the entire planet. And if enough of you do this, you will see a rapid acceleration of love. You will see changes on your planet that many would have never believed to be possible. It is, dear friend, it is each of your destiny to first bring yourself into alignment with love, with light, and then to share that energy with all that you are naturally a part of. The world around you, the people around you, all living things that God has created for you to enjoy. Dear friends, we are counting on you. We know that it will help you personally as well as indeed begin to heal the world and bring all into a higher vibration of love. We do hope that you will share and engage with us in doing this. God bless you indeed.